This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence.
KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully presents to you, Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
We'll be right back. all gather round and they gazed in wild wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest, rottenest son of a bitch that you've ever, ever come in contact with. We want to start off today. I'd been under the weather last week, but I think I'm getting a whole lot better. I think yesterday kind of was a deciding date, and I think we're going to be fine, but we're going to try to get by today and the rest of the week and then go strong on Monday. But for all intents and purposes, I think we're about as strong as we've ever been. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but we're going to take it for what it is, and we're going to utilize it for whatever we can get out of it. I want to kind of start off in Springfield, Illinois. It says a bishop up in Springfield, Illinois, prohibits some legislatures from receiving communion. Now, the Roman Catholic bishop in Springfield said he's banned leaders of the Illinois General Assembly from receiving Holy Communion at local churches because of their involvement in abortion issues approved last week. Bishop Tom John Paparock told of the action Thursday against House Speaker Mike Madigan and Senate President John Cullerton in a decree based on Catholic canon stating that those who persist in a manifest grave sin are not to be admitted to Holy Communion. Additionally, he says that other local Catholic legislators who have voted for statutory abortion for the Illinois rights, says the measure of was Democrats' response to sleep restrictions on abortion in six Republican-controlled states in an effort to get the issue legalized in the 1993 Roe versus Wade. The decision was backed by the United States Supreme Court. It says Pritzker, who is Jewish, has promised to sign the legislation. Now, Madigan and Cullerton, both Chicago Democrats, voted yes on the measure. In a statement, Madigan said Popovich had informed him that supporting the so-called Reproduction Health Care Act would mean forfeiting communion. "I mean that it is more important to protect a woman's rights to make sure her own choice care and her decisions are made on her own than it is to prevent rape or incest." John Patterson, the spokesman for Cullerton, the state senator, the top of the state senators, says he's unaware of Culverton ever attending Mass in Springfield and says he declined further comment. Now, it really just kind of bothers me, and I hope it bothers everybody, that we have a situation like this, not only in Springfield, but all throughout the state of Illinois. And then we're going to have people come together and say, hey, we don't give a damn what you think. We're going to vote the way we think we should vote. And if it hurts us, it's just going to hurt us. And I think, well, it should hurt you. And I think it should hurt all the Democrats who are Catholic but say they're going to vote for this. I think that should hold them out of anything to do with the Catholic Church. Now, not only are they talking about this, they're talking about their motor fuel tax was going to go up from 19 cents to 38 cents, 100% increase in the motor fuel tax. It's going to have increases in associated sales tax. Vehicle registration is going to go from $101 to $199. For electric cars, it's going to go from $34 every 2 years to $350. A new dollar ride per share for ride sharing. A 7% tax on cable, satellite, and streaming services. New parking garage tax of 6%. Monthly parking garage tax of 9%. Doubling the real estate transfer tax, capping trade sales tax exemptions from $10,000 instead of $60 million, new tax on managed health care, new tax on sports gambling, new tax of $100,000 for legally trying to get a marijuana license to sell recreational marijuana, additional taxes on video gaming, increased 32% tax on cigarettes, a new 5% tax on every plastic bag, new cigarette tax of 36% on the wholesale price of the e-cigarettes, increase in the cards, the FOID cards for people in Illinois. As you can see, this crap just goes up and up and up and up. And I don't honestly think that the politicians give a damn, because they're in the process of giving themselves a raise. They just got a big raise, and that's a raise for everybody that's been in Congress over two or three terms. This is just not a one-year raise for these bastards. This is a yearly raise they get from whenever they quit getting it, which was about 10 years ago. So you're going to see some political people with $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 more, if not more, in their pocket after this situation is all over. And it helps the politicians. It definitely doesn't help any of our people. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Jesse. You're on the dark side. Go ahead, Jesse. Jesse, are you there? Apparently he's not there. Apparently he's gone. Do what? We'll take some more callers in just a little bit. Jesse, if you want to call back, feel free to call back. I mean, there's so much crap going on, not just in the State House in Springfield, not just in the State House in Jeff City, but all throughout this great country. There's so much crap. Now, I do want to say, and it's amazing, that Vice President Pence confirms Trump's administration's they denied the U.S. Embassy's request to fly the Pride flag. It says Vice President Mike Pence on Monday confirmed that the Trump administration denied requests for U.S. embassies around the world to display a rainbow flag to celebrate the LGBTQ Pride Month. Now, says I'm aware that the statement part indicated that the flag flown in our American embassies, that one flag should fly, and that's the American flag, and I support that, Pence said in an interview. Pence's remarks come days after a news outlet first reported the Trump administration was rejecting requests from the U.S. embassies to fly the flag outside. A an apparent refusal from the Obama administration. At least four United States embassies in Israel, Germany, Brazil, and Latina were reportedly denied permission to fly flags in support of the LGBTQ community. The vice president said that he and President Trump are proud to be able to serve America and both feel that way very compassionately. But when it comes to the American flagpole and American embassies around the world, having one American flag flying, I think it's the right decision, Pence says. We do not restrict on displaying any other flags or displaying flags at our embassies beyond that. The Obama administration, they said 2 years ago, granted blanket approval to fly the flag outside flagpoles in MSNBC News reported, but State Department policy is that the embassies are expected to ask for permission from Washington just before the start of the Pride Parade, which is celebrated throughout the month of June. Trump tweeted his support for the LGBT community. As we celebrate LGBT Pride Month and recognize our outstanding contributions, LGBT people have made it that our nation is great again. Let us also stand for solidarity in the many LGBT people who live in dozens of countries around the world. Blah, blah, blah. It says the president added, my administration has lost the global effort to discriminate homosexuality. Invite all nations to join in this effort. The German embassy, one of those reportedly applied for permission to fly the gray flag, is headed by Ambassador Jim Gunneal, the most senior open gay member in the Trump administration. Now, I don't know where this is going or how far this is going, but it just kind of amazes me that you can take someone like President Trump, someone like Vice President Pence, and their ruling is what's going to have to stand. And I honestly believe in their ruling. I think this country is great. I don't think there's anything wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with having any flag flying outside an embassy, as long as it's not flying as high as the American flag, and as long as it's not flying day in and day out. Now, I can understand the situation with the LGBTQ community. I really can. I can understand it with any of the other groups that want to get involved. But to make it a 24/7, 365 a day, a year thing, I just think it's totally wrong. And I think the good people throughout the United States, even the good people that believe that the LGBTQ community has a right to exist, I don't think at their day and time that they think that they have the right to exist day in and day out, 24/7. But, you know, that's just my personal opinion. What the hell do I know? Let's get back. Go ahead, Jesse. You're on the dark side. Go ahead, Jesse.
And I'll tell you what.
Is that you, Jesse?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I listened to your show and Kevin's show, and over the weekend I got on my computer, and your page on the computer is so dang good. And you know what? I know why you hate that rotten bastard turns, no peace, good crap. Disrespecting you and your son, that is so damn terrible. It's unreal. I can't believe he even just got the audacity or the nuts to do that.
You know, Jesse, I felt the same thing, and not just with my son. That's anybody that's lost a son, lost a relative. If you want to come after me, if you want to come after somebody that's done something to you, I say, you know, give it your best shot. But when you come after somebody who hasn't done a damn thing to you, like my son hadn't done anything to the good people of St. Clair County, when you come after people who haven't done a damn thing to people in Madison County, all throughout the St. Louis counties, when you can't come after the person you want to come after, then you have to come after one of their relatives. I think that's the worst thing anybody can do, don't you?
That's as bad as a dog crapping in a yard.
Actually, Jesse, it's probably worse. It's probably worse than that. But what area do you live in, Jesse?
I still live in Ferguson, like I did.
Yeah, what?
Like I've always.
Yeah, what? How's things going out that way?
Well, it's pretty quiet. The only time they get it stirred up again is when they want to bring that Michael Brown anniversary up of his death, and then they start doing stupid stuff, you know.
And they do that for what, a day or two or three, and then it dies down again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. But the reason I actually called, besides that, is I see why you're so mad at that turd corn or Kearns or whatever his name is, piece of crap.
Yeah, well, you know, Jesse, I am, and I appreciate the call, Jesse, and you be safe. You be safe over there in God's land. But let me tell everybody, you know, they come after me, and they couldn't get me, so they came after my son, and they did get my son. They've come after a lot of good people that they couldn't get, so what do? They go after one of their relatives. Now, maybe the first relative or the second relative they can't get. But somewhere down the road, they're going to be able to get somebody in that spiral. And when they do, then it's all over. And I said the same thing. If you, Kern, if you, Sprague, if you, any of you rotten bastards, want to come after Bob Romanek, feel free. Feel free today and every day. But don't come after Bob Romanek knowing you can't get me and then go after a relative, because that's just not right. I'd never do it. Before I do that, I wouldn't do anything. I'd back off and just let the situation go. But these politicians, they're not that way. They're going to fight it and fight it and fight it until they can't fight it anymore. It's really amazing. Now we've got some problems over here on the Illinois side. We just came from Missouri. We want to get back to Illinois if we can. The ex-CEO I'm talking. The ex-CEO of Bates nonprofit organization in East St. Louis. He's been indicted. He was indicted. He oversaw the group that had $9 million in revenue, and he was indicted last week, and I don't know exactly how much money does it say. It doesn't even say how much money that he absconded with, but he's been charged federally with some crimes. And I think it's just like anything else. This gentleman, he's from Troy, is accused of stealing an undisclosed amount of money from Leslie Bates Neighborhood House, a nonprofit that gets federal dollars to help the community. Now, he was a former student in that school district. He come up the hard way, and I can understand that, and I can understand his ways of the world. I can understand that everybody needs a helping hand, but when you need a helping hand, let's get a helping hand from our citizens. Let's don't take it on our own to make that kind of money by stealing it. And I believe that a lot of people do. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, how you doing? Yeah, there's some lowlifes over there in Illinois, St. Clair County, Kearns and all them. But we got some lowlifes over here in the Missouri side.
I agree.
You see the police department? They're going back many years. Anybody that clicks on the word on a computer, clicks on the word starts with white, they consider that racist. How about if you click on the word black? Is that not racist? I mean, it's not too bright to do as your police officer, but anybody that clicks on it and says they're a proud white American, they want to fire them.
Yeah, well, you know what, Jim? Let me tell you, and I'll tell this to everybody. I think you're totally, totally, totally right. If they're going to come after and look through all the dictionaries and look through all the meanings, and everything they come up with white is wrong, then they need to do the same thing with the black. Because if you live in this day and age, if somebody wants to come after you, I don't think it makes a difference what color you are. If you've done something wrong, Jim, I think they have the right to come after you. What's your take?
Yeah, you're right. I think if you're poor and white, you live in St. Louis, you better head to the country. Because the agencies that control the aid, give welfare, and try to help poor people out. They're all run by blacks, and they take care of them before they'll take any care of any white person.
You know, Jim, I somewhat have to agree with you. Not totally, of course, but somewhat have to agree with you that I think anymore what they're trying to do, and I think it's working, they're trying to find out if any situation is available where a white man may have done something wrong. And if that's the fact, or if that's the fact that they have, until they go to court and determine it, I think they want to do nothing but get rid of any white person that's involved, or if a black person is involved in something, they just kind of want to let that go. Do you agree with me or not?
Well, I agree with you. Kim Gardner firing all of her white employees, and one lady has a lawsuit against her claiming race discrimination. I doubt if she'll win because the whole system's controlled by 70% blacks on City Hall.
No, you know what? I agree with you, Jim, and I just hope that things change for you and change for not just the white people, but the proud black people over there, because if they don't, you're right. There's going to be hell to pay down the road.
You're right. Take care of yourself, Bob. You're
okay.
Better.
Okay, Jim. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You know, he's right, and Jesse was right before, and a few other people that we couldn't get the calls through for whatever reason. I believe they were right. You know, it's a two-way street. You're going to have to be right on both sides. If you're against the whites, if you're black, or if you're against the blacks, if you're white, we're going to have to let that crap go, because that's not going to change anything at all. We're going to have to all work together, because if we don't work together, it's going to be hard times. It's going to be hard times for everyone. Now, I see here back in 2004, the body of Ronald Reagan. He died in 2004 and arrived at the Capitol to lie in state. It says the FCC agreed to a settlement of $1.7 million with Clear Channel to resolve indecency complaints against Howard Stern and other radio personalities. Now, this is back in 2004. It's going to be $1.75 million. Back in the day. Now today it's probably $10-12 million for the same situation, but I really can't tell you. But we're going to take a quick break here momentarily. When we come back, we're going to talk about the shooting of the father in O'Fallon, Illinois. We're going to talk about a couple shootings in St. Louis. We're going to talk about what else we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Daniel Craig and this Ramaki Malek. They can't do a film together because they're so far apart that they're never going to be able to do anything together. I mean, there's so much other crap going on, and what we're going to have to do is take it one step at a time. So what we'll do, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll go. We've got some more callers. We got just Michael now. Okay, but I've got one on the list here. Who's the second one?
Lou.
Lou and Michael. Okay, we'll get back with you, Lou and Michael, right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head.
It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
Yes, we're not going to take it anymore. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest, rottenest, ignorantest son of a bitch that you ever want to hear on the radio. And I'm not going to take it anymore. And I hope you crazy son of a bitches out there are not going to take it anymore either. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the dark side.
Oh, hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, apparently that was Michael today, yesterday. I don't know who he was or the day before. So, we'll take him for whatever his worth. We'll try not to answer his calls anymore because I can't tell from one day to the next who's calling and who's not. We got Lou on the line. Go ahead, Lou. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for taking my call. In regards to the blacks that end up coming into power, you know,
now what blacks are that are coming into power?
Well, okay, I guess, I mean, whether it's at a school district, whether it's at a city, whether it's in a county, when the niggers take over, they bring in everybody, every family member that they can think of, and they top heavy it with all the jobs, just to break the system. And it's like that everywhere, whether it's in an employment office or whether it's in a city or a municipality. But it's like that everywhere.
Well, now, okay. Do you honestly think, Jim, that it's like that all over? Isn't there some areas where the proud blacks come in and will hire blacks or whites or anybody they want that's qualified?
Well, if people think that, they're naive. They really are. I mean, come on, man. There's no proud blacks. The blacks are blacks, and you can take it for whatever it's worth. They're always going to be black, and they're going to stick together. You know, that's a fact. If the blacks voted them in, they're not going to step on those people whatsoever.
You don't think, Lou, you don't think the good Democrats, the good black Democrats are not going to say, hey, if he's not the best candidate, we don't want him. If the better candidate is white, we'll take him. Do you think that that's just not apropos in any of the black community, or do you think there are some proud blacks who will take the candidate rather than the color of their skin?
I don't believe so. I haven't seen it in my lifetime. I mean, what they utilize the white man to get to their spot, and once they get there, they kick everybody out slowly but surely and instill their own people. They rarely will put a white guy in there because of his experience. That's a fact.
Okay, well, you know what? I guess a lot of that goes on. I don't think it goes on as much as you and some people would say it does, but I appreciate your concern, Lou. And what area do you live in?
I live over in South County, but I'm from the east side, Bob. I'm from your neck of the woods, and I see how things work over there. And you know, I understand politics. I've been involved in politics before, and you know, I'm kind of out of the game a little bit because you get tired of it. You know, you get beat down, you get tired of it. You know, and that's just my opinion. I mean, I have also friends up in Gary, Indiana, who, you know, Spanky Pete is the mayor up there, and he got, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, he got the support of the black community, which is why he got voted in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but the black community are controlling the vote, are controlling the jobs up there in Gary, Indiana, according to people who I know that live up there.
Uh-huh.
And this is in Gary, Indiana. You know,
I agree with you. I agree with you.
But anyway, it's like that everywhere you go, they take care of their own, and that's fine. That's not a big deal, man. But let's just not sugarcoat it and call it for what it is. They're not going to bring in Whitey over here if he's got more experience. They're just not going to do it. You know, once Whitey is out, he's out. They're not going to replace Whitey with another white man. They're going to replace him with a black buddy.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay, Lou, thank you very much for your call. I somewhat agree with you. I somewhat don't either, too. I come to the point, and I've been around a lot of proud black people, and these black people, they don't give a damn what color you are. They don't care if you're black or white or purple. If you're the best qualified for the job, you're going to get the job. Now, sometime it's better. It's better if it's a black guy for a certain situation. Sometime it's better if it's a white guy, but I have to disagree with Lou on that end, that every time there's a situation that a black man's going to take a black person over a white person, or I don't think every time there's a white person he's going to take another white person over a black person, if that black person or that white person, whatever the case may be, if they're more qualified. I believe if they're more qualified, in a lot of instances, they're going to get the position. It doesn't make any difference. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, Paul. You're on the dark side.
Well, I'm just reading the Slamocrat or whatever they like to call it. And I read the article about this child getting killed up there. Did you read that yet, Bob?
Yes, I did.
And it makes me think. It makes me think about, it just saddens my heart to think that people would be so dirty and low that they would kill a child and wound another child. What is in that little brain that they would do that? I love children myself, as you do, Bob, and it just hurts me so bad. I mean, that's why a lot of people, they put everybody in one nutshell. But everybody is not in one nutshell. There is a difference between people, black and white. And this is pitiful. These type of people that we have to live around that would kill a child, just kill a child at a party. Well, Bob, that's all I wanted to say. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Paul. You know what? I have to agree with Paul and a lot of other people. I don't think it is a black-white thing in certain areas, but there's other areas where I don't think they care. I think the blacks will just go into a black neighborhood and shoot up a black neighborhood just because it's easier to shoot up a black neighborhood than it is to shoot up a white neighborhood. And I think a lot of these people, a lot of these bad blacks, will just go into a black area and they'll start firing. If they hit somebody, they hit them. If they don't, they don't. And if they don't, they'll fight for another day that they can maybe kill somebody. And it's a shame. It's a shame that it has to be that way. It's a shame that it's been that way forever and ever. But it's unbelievable. And, you know, it's the way it is. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, Antoine. You're on the dark
side. How you doing, Bob?
Fine, sir.
I talked to you earlier today. You're one of the very few people, you're actually probably the only person I know that speaks the truth about everything. And, you know, like I've told you before, I'm an Asian American, and a lot of people disagree with how I feel. They always say I'm a racist, but I'm a realist just like you.
Right.
I came to this country in 75, had to fight for what grew up. Not even speaking the language, but I made something of myself. So I don't believe that bull crap where people say, oh, because the blacks grew up in this blah, blah, blah neighborhood. That's why. No, if you want to make something of yourself, you can. You know?
Yeah,
and
I agree.
And that pisses me off. And these scores show that Asians score the highest, then whites, then blacks. However, we are discriminated against, and less Asian students are getting accepted to certain universities because they have to meet a quota to, you know, let the blacks in, you know?
Right.
And that's really messed up. I mean, this country is messed up. It shouldn't be a color thing. And I talked to you earlier today off air. I said, when I first came to this country in 75, I didn't dislike someone because of the color of skin. I disliked them from the content of their character. And more as I grow older, I'll be, you know, I'm in my late 40s now, and you had to prove me wrong, because it's like, you know, I dislike someone because of the way they act. And unfortunately, most black people in this country, not black people, there's a difference in black and, like you said, a nigger.
Let me tell you, Antoine, and I appreciate the call. We're going to have to let you go. I do agree with you, Antoine. I think that in this country, there's a lot of good going on between both races, or all races. You don't have to just be two races. There's three and four and five, six different races. And I think there's good in a lot of people. And I think there's some bad in a few people. And I think the bad in a few people is outweighing all the good throughout our community in this great country. And I just don't know how we're going to be able to take it and do something with it unless we all just come together. Like I've said time and time again, we all just need to come together and do what's right for our community. And again, it doesn't make any difference if you're black or white or green or purple. When you have to do something, you know, you should do it. But, you know, that's just the way it is. I'm going to have to take some more calls, I guess. We've got them lined up. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob. I'm looking in the mirror saying damn to myself. Why couldn't it be somebody else? I heard about them babies that got shot, man.
Uh-huh. That's a terrible thing.
My theory on niggas is when the country was in that civil strife back in the 60s,
uh-huh.
it just released the bad about it, niggas, because the federal government was implemented in that too, because, you know, the federal government didn't allow, so we seen the manifestation of it, man. But when the cat is let out of the bag, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you know
what can you do about it?
You know what, Joe? Thanks for the call. I agree with you. It's a situation that's got out of hand, not only here, but all throughout the country, where if we can't all come together, it's going to be a bad situation. And I think that at the end of the day, and I've said this many, many times before, I think at the end of the day, we are going to come together, because I think with the 6 or 7 or 8% of not the proud blacks, because there's 15-16% blacks in this country, and probably 10-12% are good, and there's probably 4-6% that aren't good, and that 4-6% are the ones that's carrying all the problems throughout this great country. And I think at some point in time, we're going to have to stop that. We've got some more callers. Callers, hold on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Welcome back to the dark side. We've got about 6-7 minutes. We've got some more callers. Go ahead. You're on the dark side. Mary, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning,
I'm
Mary.
From Belleville. I'm from Belleville. And although I'm not a Bible thumper, I do know that the Bible predicted all of this stuff would happen. And it also predicted that the further away from God we got, the more we're going to see of it. It even predicted what would happen to America toward the end. And that's really the only comment I have. And if people would read it, they'd see what's going to happen.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mary. I sincerely appreciate the call.
Thank you.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how people want to do what they want to do when they want to do it. But whenever they don't want to do it, they don't expect anybody else to do anything wrong. But it doesn't happen that way in this great country. If we do something that's wrong, we do it because it's wrong, but we don't care because we think it's the right thing to do. Now, when somebody else does something wrong, we think it's really bad and they should go to jail. They, on the other hand, when they do something wrong, they think it's okay. But if we do something wrong, they think we should go to jail. So it's kind of a catch-22 situation where everybody needs to just get together. Everybody needs to just do what's right, because if they don't do what's right down the road, there's not going to be a right to do. So I just want to let everybody know, let's continue. Let's continue, if we can, if we will, to do things the right way. I know it's going to be coming times where things aren't going to be done quite as right as we'd like them to be done. But 5, 6, 7, 8. But it comes to a point in time where we're all going to have to just kind of come together. Now, if we don't, we're right. We've heard a couple of them today say the same thing, that if it's not done right, then it's going to be bad for everybody. And I honestly think that we're kind of on that track, that if we don't do right, everybody's going to suffer. The good people are going to suffer. The bad people are going to suffer. I think everybody down the road will suffer one way or the other. I want to get back to St. Louis. They've got a St. Louis man accused of reportedly threatening public officials. Said he'll be reported back to Egypt after the hearing. This man, Sharif Sadak, 28 years old, he tried to buy a gun at Khalib's and couldn't do it. After a day or two or three, he found somebody to buy him a gun. He bought the gun, and under the forms of the plea, Sazdik agreed to be deported to Egypt after any kind of prison sentence is received. Sajlak was arrested on federal charges in Washington, where he had previously been accused of assaulting a protester outside the White House after claiming to live inside the residence. He had also threatened a Secret Service officer. So I would hope when this is all said and done, when this is all over, that he will be deported back to wherever, to Egypt or wherever he came from, because it's not right. It's not right to see in these situations where people come over from these other countries. They come over not with the proper visa, but they come over and they're here 5, 6, 7, 10 years before somebody finally gets to them and does something about it. And it's amazing. It's amazing that it has to end up that way. We're just about out of time, but we want to let everybody know that I think we're back in the groove. We're back in the groove with everything that's been going on. We'd like to stay on both sides of the river. We'll continue to stay on both sides of the river. Now, if something comes up somewhere out of the area, of course, we're going to go there, but we want to stay primarily focused on our area, the St. Louis region, which is about 3 million potential listeners. And if we can stay on board in the St. Louis market with 3 million potential listeners, I think we're going to be in good shape, because I think there's enough crap going on all throughout this entire region, that if we can't find enough crap to worry about in our area, then there's not going to be much that we're going to be able to do about anything. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the Ethical Society of Police. They're calling for the firing of the cops over racial posts. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think anybody in the St. Louis Police Department believes that's going to happen, but I think everybody will end up having to take some kind of special treatment. I think that's both the white officers, the black officers, the male officers, and the female officers. I think it's all going to come to that, so we can all come together. As always, people, it's time to go. So again, let's continue. Let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. And everyone knows that these bastards are out there day in and day out. They're out there to get us before we get them. And I think when it's all said and done, that we're all going to have to come together, the proud white, the proud black, the proud Democrats, the proud Republicans, the proud men, and the proud women. I think we're all going to have to come together and stop these bastards in their tracks. And if we don't, I think it's going to be a rough time for everybody. So as always, at the end of the day, you know what we have to do. We have to get these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. We have to get them, we have to expose them, have to drag them over the political coals of hell. And as always, you know what we have to do. We have to destroy them. Never, never, never any violence. You people know that. We have to destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thugs. Intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigga of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. And I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQ.